Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Anta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschata Desha Tarine Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalyaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Namo Namaha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Jaya Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gauratvishe Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Soyam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So you are all welcome for our continuity of nectar of devotion, Bhakti Shastri. So we are in chapter 11, and in this chapter, last three of the nine limbs of devotional service, the powerful and important three of the nine limbs of devotional service, as the item of Vaidhi Sadhan Uttama Bhakti is described by Srila Rupa Goswami. So what are the nine items of devotional service? Sharavanam, Kirtanam, Sumaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. So these three important topics are in this chapter. Is it okay? So yesterday we discussed Dasyam. In Dasyam there are two divisions, Karam Arpanam according to Varnashram. And there are two divisions in this. One is offering the pious activities according to Varnashram, which is not actually servitorship, but he is a sort of devotee, not a pure devotee, Uttam Bhakta. Because Uttam Bhakti is Jnana Karmadi Anavritam, so that should be not Karam. Alright? But the second Karam Arpanam is like a Grastha devotee. He has taken initiation, he is chanting his japa and all process, limbs of devotional service, nine limbs of devotional service. And he is considering himself as a servant of the Supreme Lord. So since he is in a varna ashram as a grastha, but he is practicing devotional service, so he is accepted as bhakta, vaidhi sadhan uttam bhakta, in a servitorship. As all devotees are called dasa, so they are in a das, and they are practicing the limbs of devotional service. Which limbs? Nine limbs. Alright? The second division of servitorship is little higher. They are kinkara. Kinkaram, which means they are just sitting outside and waiting for the order of the Supreme Lord to carry out. All the time ready to serve the Lord as a servitorship. But now at this stage, know one thing. What is that thing? We are discussing Vaidhi Sadhan Bhakti, alright? And the five mellows, what are the five mellows? Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, and the first one is Shanta, alright? They are called Sthayi Bhav. You learn one new word today, they are called Sthayi Bhav. Sthayi Bhav means they are mature, pure devotees. Like they are perfect, not sadhan, but sadhya. They have already achieved the goal. Is it okay? Here, what we are discussing is practicing devotee, sadhan, vaidhi sadhan for servitorship. So he is not like Hanuman. You know, Hanuman is an example of servitorship. So that is his eternal identity. He is already perfected. He is perfected. He is in a pure devotion. This is not pure devotion. This is the process of sadhana. Can you understand this one line? Is it okay? So this kinkri is a bhav, which is he wants that. Still he is doing sadhana bhakti. So what will be the next stage? Bhava. Then he will have a bhava of dasya. Then he will have a prem of dasya. Then he will have a sthayi bhava. You know, sthayi bhava. So this new word today you add in your vocabulary. Sthayi bhava means those who are siddha, perfected. Swarupa siddha. You know? That is called Sthayi Bhav. Atha Dasyam, okay. Right, is it okay? So what is the example quote from the Naradiya Purana? Yesterday we discussed. Now, friendship, is it okay? So this is Sakhyam. This is also of two types. Again, remember same thing. This Sakhyam is not like Arjun, which is a sthayi bhava of his sakha. All right? Now one more line you just meditate. Like in our Nectar of Instruction, we know for preaching purpose, Uttama Bhagavat come down to the Madhyam Bhagavat for preaching, is it right? This statement you know?
Yes.
Similarly, sometime pure devotees of friendship in that bhav. You understand this?
Yes.
Now here friendship has two. One is Vishwas and other is Mitra. Vishwas means faith. And in our book, Nectar of Devotion, there are two levels of Vishwas. One word is faith, which is called Shraddha. And the next stage, mature stage of Shraddha is called Vishwas. So you learn two more words. Shraddha means a faith, general faith. And Shraddha, when becomes more mature, with a strong tendency, conviction, then it's called Vishwas. So, Shraddha is a general faith in the beginning for entering in devotion, and Vishwas is a firm conviction. So these are the two levels of the same word. And which is the verse usually we know? Shraddha Shabde Vishwas Kai. So from Shraddha comes the stage called Vishwas. Vishwas means here faith, strong faith, confidence in Lord that He will protect us. He is our well-wisher. Is it okay? So there are two levels, Shraddha and Vishwas. Now in this we have two examples. One is Drupadi in Mahabharata. Drupadi is already pure devotee, but she is acting as friend. So this is not sadhana actually. Drupadi is not a sadhana bhakti, is not a vaidhi bhakti, but she is pure. But for the example is quoted here that like that, when they are helpless they ask like that. And the verse used here, I'm just reading the verse for your relishment, Atadasyam. Okay. Vishwaso Mitra Vrti cha sakhyam dvidha. Okay. Now this is the verse Drupadi is saying. What she is saying? Pratigya tava govinda, which means dear Govinda, you have promised. What is your promise? Name bhakta pranashyati, my devotee never perish. This is in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, right? Now what Drupadi is saying? Iti samsmrtya samsmrtya. When I remember this again and again, when I remember this again and again, pranam samadharyamyaham. I am only alive because I have this faith. I remember that you always protect your devotees. So this is the verse. Okay? So, and the other one is quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is another example of this is Tribhuvan Vibhava Hetave. So this is another example of the Vishwas friendship. So what is the quotation in the 11253? This is 11253.
My dear king,
the
person who never deviates even for a moment for engagement in service at the lotus feet of the Supreme Person, engaged with his sought even by great demigods like Indra, with strong conviction that there is nothing more worshipable or desirable than this, is called the first class duty.
So what it means, even he is given a post of some demigod, he will not accept. He is given some post of kingship, he don't accept. He has that type of firm faith in the friendship of Krishna, okay? The other one is Maitriya. Mitra. Mitra means he has a spontaneous attachment to Krishna as a friend. And the quotation is that because he wants to be intimately connected with Krishna, so he just lies down in the temple of Krishna. So this is not actually a Vaidhi sadhana. Its mood is like a spontaneous sadhana. So he is a Rag Anuga sadhana devotee. The another who is at the level of Mitra, it means Rag Anuga sadhana means he has a spontaneous attachment for service to Krishna. So it's not that he is farming rules and regulation, but like in temple nobody should lie down. This is a rule. So Vaidhi Bhakt cannot do that. But the devotee who has a raga means attachment, spontaneous to Krishna, so he will just lie down in the temple. This is the example given. Is it okay? We have discussed yesterday up till now. Now we are going to the third item. The third item is Atma Nivedanam. Atha Atma Nivedanam. Atha Atma Nivedanam. In this case, first we have to understand the meaning of Atma means self. Nivedanam means offering. Alright? Now, Atma means three things generally. Atma means soul. Atma means sometime mind, and Atma sometime means body. Body. Hare Krishna. So Atma Nivedan is a ninth limb of sadhana bhakti, okay? One who offers his body, mind and self. Some may offer only the body, some may offer mind, some offer soul. Right? So based on that, we have offering of the self, which means soul. I may be in any body. In body means I may be a demigod. This is a, who is speaking this? Yamuna Acharya. In our book, Yamuna Acharya is saying, I may be in any body of demigod or human being. I don't mind what body I have, but I offer my soul to you, Krishna. Is it okay? You understand this? So this is offering the soul. He's indifferent from the body, whichever body I may be. And then there is a offering of the self, which means actually two examples are there, nothing of the mind, body and the, we have two examples, but the meaning is given like three. So Bali Maharaj's example of Atmanivedan in our Nauda Bhakti, in nine limbs of Bhakti, Bali Maharaj's example of Atmanivedan. He has offered his body, you know, his body and all what he have acquired by his power. But he was not knowing it actually about his self. Anyway, he has given his ego of doership. So that is a one level of Atmanivedan. And Yamuna Acharya, we have this quote, is the offering of the soul. I may be in anybody, I don't mind. But my soul is always at your feet. So, what is, can somebody read from the 11th canto, 29th chapter, 34th verse? So he will be liberated.
A person who has completely surrendered to me and has completely given up all other activities is protected by me personally, both in this life and in the next. Mm-hmm. In other words, I wish to help him become more and more advanced in spiritual life. Such a person is to be understood as having already achieved Sharsthi.
Well, this is a quotation which means one is ready to offer everything of his life to Supreme Lord. And then there is a third quote from Hari Bhakti Vivek. It's not Vilas. Hari Bhakti Vivek. Can you find this quote from Hari Bhakti Vivek?
Yes.
So, Hari Bhakti Vivek, say, Vivek, what is saying? This is body only. He is thinking, I am body, huh? Offering the body as a self. What it means, when the animal is sold to somebody, then animal says, whatever, the way he want to use me, he can use me. You know, you buy the bull, then you can use the bull for tilling the land or for pulling the cart or whatever you want to use. So that is offering the body. So these are the three levels of Atmanivedan. But there is another word. Can you see next 52, item 52, being a surrendered soul, Sharanagati. Can you see this Sharanagati?
Yes.
It's called Sharanapati or Sharanagati. It should be Sharanagati. Now what is they appear to be same. What is the difference between the two? What is the difference between Atmanivedan and Sharanagati? Sorry? Yes?
In Atmanivedan, we are surrendered. But in Sharanagati, we are completely surrendered. Whatever is willing, we are supposed to do that only. But in Atmanivedan, what we are willing, we can also. What is best in us, we are giving. But in Atmanivedan, our bad is also
given
to you.
Our?
Bad also. Whatever good, bad, everything. That is good.
In Atma Nivedan, there is no relation. There is no relation. Like Bali Maharaj was not having any relation with Vamandev. You know, there was no relation before. But he surrendered everything, but there was no relation. So he offered everything. But he was not expecting the Lord will protect him. On the other hand, Sharanagati has a relationship. That, there are two words there, that Lord is my protector and my shelter. So he has a relation that Lord is my shelter and is my protector. Is it okay? But Atma Nivedan doesn't mean that Lord is my protector and shelter. This is the subtle difference between the two. Well, it is accepted as a practicing devotees, but Sharanagati is a little higher. And Sharanagati has six parts. Yeah, Sharanagati as a surrender from Hari Bhakti Vilas, we have six things in a surrender, right? Anybody remember the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita where there is a Krishna says Saradharman Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam. At that place, Sharanam is described as six items. Anukula Sankalpana. You can find this verse is on our Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter.
My question is, one of items of Sharanagati is Atma Nikshepa. Then
Rupa Goswami has put the word Atma Nikshept. Why he has put Atma Nivedana? The Sanskrit is so delicate language that every word has a little subtle different meaning. English may not have. English have surrender, which is not equivalent to the Sharanagati anyway. So this is not Atma Nikshep, because Atma Nivedana is different word. Otherwise Rupa Goswami has given that word. Can you find the verse? What is the verse? Can you read? Anukulya sa shankalpa, favorable decision, huh? Pratikulya sa tyajyan. Okay.
Then rakshati vishwasa.
Rakshati vishwasa. This is God is my protector. This is one of the symptom of his surrender. Rakshati, yes.
Gopite varnanam tatha.
Karpanya and Atma Nikshep. This is the word you are using.
Yes.
There is no word to. What is the meaning of Atma Nikshep? Can you go down? अत शरणापति ही त्वाम प्रमणपनोऽस्मि. ओके, देयर इज नॉट मच रिटन हियर. शरणम प्रपनोऽस्मि हियर मीन्स आई एक्सेप्ट यू एज माय प्रोटेक्टर. शरणम प्रपति ही मीन्स हैविंग अटेंड द लॉर्ड एज ए शेल्टर. दस शरणम हैज टू मीनिंग्स, प्रोटेक्शन एंड शेल्टर. दैट्स ओनली गिवन बाय जीव गोस्वामी एज ए मीनिंग ऑफ दिस. We have to find out the exact meaning of Atma Nikshep. What is the meaning of Atma? Give me Bhagavad Gita. Anukulyana sankalapaha pratikulya savarjanam rakshatiti vishwaso goptritve varanam tatha Atma Nikshep karpanya. This is one word. आर्तम निक्षेप कार्पण्य, कार्पण्य विनो कार्पण्य दोषो उपहत स्वभाव, दैट इज द सरेंडर ऑफ अर्जुन एट द अर्लियर फर्स्ट सरेंडर ऑफ अर्जुन इज कार्पण्य. दिस कार्पण्य इज आत्म निक्षेप कार्पण्य. सॉरी, दिस इज 1866. Hari Bhakti Vilas 1160 protects surrender described as Hari Bhakti Vilas. Actors are unfair, anything does kind himself. That is the meaning, I think, of this word. There is no need of thinking how one should keep the body and soul together. Krishna will see that. One should always think himself helpless and should consider Krishna the only basis of his progress in life. As soon as one seriously engages himself in devotional service to the Lord, the full Krishna consciousness at once become freed from all contamination. The material nature, there are different processes of religion, purific process. Atma nikshepa karpanya is a one shabd. It's a one word, it's not the three words. Karpanya is not Atma nikshepa karpanya. Atma means oneself, karpanya means feeling helpless, and nikshep. Nikshep, what is the meaning of nikshep? Anybody know Sanskrit meaning of nikshep? No. Sorry? We have to find word to word meaning. So Sharanagati, this is the difference between the Atma Nivedana and Sharanagati. Sharanagati also has two words, Parpana and Sharanam. What is called Parpana? Like Arjun says, Tvam Parpanam. Prapati and Sharanagati are two levels of Sharanagati. And Ramanuj Sampradaya, there are two examples of the two things. Parpanna or Prapati, which means holding on the lotus feet of Lord. Like you want to hold on the lotus feet of Lord. And the example is baby monkey holding on the mother monkey. This is the example given. It means by our endeavor we want to hold on Lord. And Sharanagati means completely putting under the sole of the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. The example is kitten taken by a cat, completely dependent upon mother, has no endeavor himself. So in Ramanuj Sampradaya there are two divisions like this. The one who follow the Tamil and the one who follow the Sanskrit. One are called Parpana, other are called Sharanagata. But we, as a Gaudiya Vaishnava, we accept the... It's not that only by our endeavor we can hold on God, Krishna. And not that only we depend upon the complete mercy of the Lord and don't do anything. So we have use of both. Like if Arjun says, Krishna, you can kill all those, why should I shoot arrows? There is one type of Sharanagati is like that. Krishna, you can do all this, why should I do this? So the example given for the our Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy is like a man is fallen in a well, in a ditch. Now somebody from above is throwing rope. Now the man below, he must hold on the rope and make endeavor to come up. The upper man will pull him. So we always wait for mercy of the Lord and simultaneously we will make effort to come near to the Lord to serve him. We also make effort. It's not like a baby monkey stay only on the dependent on the, you know, on my own power to hold on the mother. Not like a kitten completely dependent upon the cat. So we are always waiting for the mercy, but we are also actively in service. So this is our Gaudiya Vaishnava concept of this. So Atman Nirapeksha is the word. Atman Nirapeksha Karpanya, right? Nikshep. Atman Nikshep Karpanya. Well, that can be considered. I cannot say, because none of the commentator, neither Jiva Goswami nor Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, has put this word. Otherwise, they could have written something like that. But only our previous teachers have given the difference between the Atma Nivedan and Sharanagati. And what is the difference? There is a relationship in Sharanagati, and there are two aspects. One is, he is my shelter and he will protect me. And the example given for Sharanagati is like, some of teachers gave example of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Said, I am offering everything to you. Deo, geo, jo kuch moro, arpit, tohe nand kishor, now rake bhi, mare bhi. That is a complete Sharanagati. So Bali Maharaj is example of Atma Nivedan, and Sharanagati example is Bhakti Vinod Thakur today, if we give like that. Is it okay? I saw one teacher has given like that example. There may be many other examples, complete surrender. Actually, who is the real example of Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja? Gopis of Vrindavan, yes. But they are not sadhan bhakta. They are pure devotees in love of God. So they cannot be given as an example here. Is it okay? So Atma Nivedan is clear now for everybody. These are surrendering everything. Atma Nivedan. Body like an animal, soul like a Yamuna Acharya, and body, mind and soul all together, everything belonging to me, offering is Bali Maharaj. Is it okay? Now then we have offering favorative, Nij Priyo. Well, this is the item number 50. Of our 64 items of Vaidhi Sadhan Uttama Bhakti. Offering the favorite means it has two parts. Whatever is very dear to me, I should offer to the Lord, number one. And number two, what is the desire, and what Lord likes the most, I should offer him. So what is dear to me, I should offer. And what is dear to the Lord, that I should offer also. You understand the meaning of the two? Like dear to me, some people say, I have my wealth very dear to me, for example. So offering all the wealth to Supreme Lord. Building temple, something like. And what Lord likes more? He likes peacock feather. Offering the peacock feather. So what Lord likes, and what one has a most favorite thing, that he should offer to the Supreme Lord. Is it okay? So both, in the both aspect, what I like and what Lord like. Performing all endeavor for Krishna, tad artha akhil cheshta. And Srila Prabhupada gives the example of a person, but he may be a householder doing a factory business. So what should he? You should do everything as Krishna's and give the result to Krishna. This is in our book, Srila Prabhupada has written like this. And being a surrender soul, can you see the English has no, here is a Sharanapati or Sharanagati, and here there is surrender everything, Atma Nivedan. English has no other word, surrender soul. Because there are many other words also. Parpanna is a surrender. Now, the 53, item 53. Serving tree like, such as Tulsi. And there are quotations from different Puranas. What is this called? Technically this is called Taddiya tadiya sevanam. Tadiya. Tadiya means that which is, which belongs to Krishna. We have tadiya. Tadiya, we have tulsi, we have bhagavatam. They are called tadiya vastu. And bhagavatam, tulsi, and what else is called tadiya? Devotees, tadiya. They are devotees. They belongs to Krishna, right? So there are many quotes in our book about tulsi, serving the tulsi, you know, growing the tulsi, seeing the tulsi, touching the tulsi, watering the tulsi. All they give greatest benefit to a sadhak. To a sadhak, even tulsi worship which we do is raganuga, is not sadhana, because the prayer is raganuga. Who has written this prayer? What is the last line? What is the name? What is the prayer is written by? What is the last line of tulsi arti? Dina Krishna Dasa Koi. So Dina Krishna Dasa is actually, you know, Raganuga is a different devotee. We are acting as our Vaidhi Bhakti, but in that mood. Prayer is like that. Prayer is not sadhana. Prayer is not sadhana bhakti. Prayer is raga. So tulsi, here is a tulsi. And we have similar item earlier is a banyan tree. Can you see? They are only seeing here is service. And this is a service. There is a repetition of the items in 64. There are many repetitions. But there is a very subtle difference in all. There is a very subtle difference. Or there is a more importance of the item. But there are repetitions. Now 53 items over. Now we are going to chapter 12. Is it okay? Tulsi, you just read all these quotations for your enrichment. Tadyanam sevanam tulsi. Now we are chapter 12. 53. So 54 and onward we will do in this. So we have 54. Hearing the revealed scripture, Shastrasya. Atha Shastrasya. Shastram Atha Samakhyatam Yad Bhakti Pratipadakam. Only those scriptures which are favorable for devotional service. It's not any and every Shastra. So which Shastra, which present Bhakti? And we have quote from Skanda Purana. And it's very good for preaching. When we distribute books, this is most important. No? O Narada, fortunate are those people in this world who hear and read the Vaishnava literature. Krishna is pleased with them. Those who worship the Vaishnava scripture in their houses become free from all sins and are praised by the devatas. The Supreme Lord Narayan himself lives in the house where the written Vaishnava scriptures have appeared. It means if somebody has Bhagavatam in his house and he keeps it like a worshipable deity, then Lord is residing in the heart and in that home. What we learn from this is, first we want to preach that this book, if was so simply this book in your home, will make your home Vaikuntha. Because this book is none different than Krishna. And this one, if you look at this book, you will get benefit. You touch this book, you will get benefit. benefit. So these books, the transcendental literature in home, we all has all these books, so we should keep them nicely, with all respect. And also we should study the books, no? What is the name of our Bhagavad Gita? As it is, and most of the people keep as it is. They just keep it, they never open it, is it as it is. No, Bhagavad Gita as it is must be read as it is. It's not that keep as it is, read as it is. So this is the quotation from the Skanda Puran, and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Narayan lives in the house where the written Vaishnava scripture have spontaneously appeared. What is spontaneously appeared means? This is actually devotee give the greatest benefit to the people. They give them scripture. It means it's appearing not by, they don't want to buy, but we go and give them, so they are most fortunate. So this is actually preachy application, using this item as a sadhana bhakti for us to help other people also, that they should receive the transcendental literature. And then there's a 12th canto. Srimad Bhagavatam is declared as the essence. Now the point in this is most important. Which is the most important scripture we should read? Is quoted in this our book. What is in our book quoted? Yeah, this is who has given this according to Madhvacharya? All these and anything which is helping these books, they are called Shastra. Okay? Shastrasya. And Bhagavatam is the topmost of all, because it is the ripened fruit of desire tree, of the Veda desire tree. That is a separate topic we will discuss. Is okay? Now, next is residing in Mathura. This has come three times, I think. First we have living in Dwarka, Jagannath Puri and Bank of Ganga. Then again it says Mathura. Now again it came as Mathura. What is the importance? What is the difference between the three? First is going and visiting Tirath and coming back. You're going to the Dwarka 10 days, coming back. That was the idea. Going to Jagannath Puri, coming back, that is the idea. Going to the Haridwar, taking bath in Ganga, coming back, that was the idea there. That means just going and visiting. And this is living, residing in Mathura is like taking shelter of the Dham. This is a different mood. This is a subtle difference between the two. And here also, we go to the Dham, we must render service to the Dham. We must serve the Dham. That is also one of the words written in the, when we go to the Mathura, Dwarka, we render service. What service? The best service we can render to the Dham? Cleaning the Dham. Cleaning the Dham. Because so many people are throwing litter and making Dham polluted with bottles and plastic and so what not. But the devotees who clean the Dham, they will be favored by Supreme Lord. They will get the mercy of the Dham. Is it okay? So here, residing in Mathura, Mathurayaha. They said, Atha Mathurayaha Yatha Adi Varaha Puran. So this is from Varaha Puran, what it says? The fool who gives up Mathura and develop attraction for some other place, wander in the material world, birth after birth, bewildered by my Maya. Huh? If somebody, this is interesting. How can somebody leave Mathura? But I know so many people, Krishna has given their arrangement, they came here, but they could not stay here and they left from here. It's not easy really to live in Dham. Particularly Mathura doesn't mean, Mathura means 64 course Brij Mandal, all the Brij Mandal, that's called Mathura Mandal. Lord Mahaprabhu has a different instruction. Some people he said go and reside in Vrindavan, like Goswami, and some he said only go for 3 days and then come, never live there. So it is according to the adhikara of eligibility of a person. The dham is like that. For Srila Prabhupada's general mood is only go to the dham, render some service, get energized with a spiritual potency, go out and preach. Now work, later samadhi. So he has given us facilities in Vrindavan and Mayapur for our residence in the future. So actually these five items which are most important are in this section, in chapter 5, this 12, there are all the five most important items discussed up till 60. So conscious movement, Srila Prabhupada, is based on these five items. And all these five items, somehow in a morning, there is an elaborate and gorgeous deity worship. Then everybody sit and chant, is the second item. Third, there are always devotees in the temple, association of the devotees. And what is the fourth? Bhagavatam, every day there is a class of Bhagavatam. And fifth is Dhamma. Wherever there are temples, if there is a Gauranithai, is a Mayapur, and where there is a Jagannath, is Jagannath Puri, and where there is a Radha Krishna, there is a Vrindavan. So everywhere there is a Dhamma, and ultimately there are facilities in Vrindavan and Mayapur for the devotees. So Srila Prabhupada is actually established Krishna consciousness on these five most important limbs of the sadhana bhakti. Is it okay? And all these limbs actually inspire us to get the result of sadhana bhakti. What is the result of sadhana bhakti? What is the result of the sadhana bhakti? What? Huh? Sadhya bhakti. So it will lead to what? Bhava bhakti. Sadhan bhakti, the goal of the sadhan bhakti is bhava. Item immediately brings neophyte bhagavat. Neophyte eligible for sadhan bhakti can immediately have a glimpse of bhava. If he comes in the again contact with these five powerful items. Is that right? Yes?
Mahatma, I have one question. Here Srila Rupa Goswami is mentioned in residing in Mathura, but in the book Letter of Instruction, he compared from Mathura, Radhakund, Govardhana.
So Mathura is a Mathura mandal, whole, everything. Mathura here means the whole Mathura mandal.
Yeah, that in this book, but that book is different.
There's more detail. Actually, none of our acharya lived in Mathura. All they lived in Vrindavan or Govardhan. So Mathura Mandal, basically. It doesn't mean Mathura is just common name people know. Maybe I would say like Radha, we never say in Hare Krishna mantra, we say Hare. So it's like all these are very confidential places. You know, the Radha, publicly says the Mathura Mandal. So everybody knows Mathura is easier to understand. And Mathura is a Puri. When the Goswamis were writing all these literature, they are for all times, but there was an influence of. So Mathura is a Puri. Out of the seven Puris, Jagannath Puri, Mathura Puri, Mayapuri. Mayapuri means Hari. So this is like he's collaborating with Vedas. Mathura is a Puri, he's appealing to everybody. But for the devotees, it is the Vrindavan, Govardhan, Radhakund. That is, for devotees, this mood. Is it okay? So, like the general way of saying things, which is according
to Mathura Vrinda, the glories of Mathura is all same as glories of Vrindavan.
As a Mathura, as a Puri, is all right, but where we live in Mathura, Swarupa Goswami has given us a nectar of instruction. What is more detail? Therefore, we should go to this statement of Rupa Goswami that I am giving the principle, details may differ.
And of devotion, which one we wrote first?
I think Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu is first. I think, I'm not sure, but this appears to be, because first he followed his guru and elder brother Sanatana Goswami, his book, based on that. And then based on that he has put that one, the other book. And that is more details, it differs in detail. Principle is same, but differ in detail. This is a good example you can give also. That in detail Mathura is differently described by Rupa Goswami in other book. But in principle this is Mathura Mandal. Is it okay? This is a good example. Residing in Mathura, then we have many courts. So wonderful courts. And what this court just we read. And then there's a Brahmand Puran. What Brahmand Puran? The bliss at the stage of prem, which is rarely obtained even by serving all the holy places in the three walls, is available just by touching Mathura. It means we can go to any other holy places, but there is no Krishna prem. What we get generally, four object of Pursharath: religiosity, and then economical development, then liberation. Four things, you know: dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Dharma means religiosity, artha means economical development, kama means fulfillment of desire, and moksha means liberation. But there is no prem in any other dham. Therefore this is called prema. So Mathura Mandal is a Madhurya Dham. Is a Madhurya Dham. Dwarka is Aishwarya Dham. Dwarka is Aishwarya Dham. And Mayapur is Audarya Dham. Audarya means magnanimous. So since Vrindavan is Madhurya Dham, whoever comes here will get the prema, Krishna prema. That's what this Brahmand Puran is speaking. Is it okay? Some examples are given in the end. These five items are very powerful, but not applicable to all same. Like Bilwa Mangal once came to Vrindavan, he never left. So he is so powerful that he got Krishna prema and he is there. Similarly, you know, smelling the tulsi, Kumaras become immediately, you know, premi bhakta. But not everybody can be like that. Because dham and all these five items, all these five items will give desired result when we are free from offenses. When we are free from offenses. Some devotees just came in Mathura and they develop attraction for Krishna and they become nice, wonderful devotees. Yes, Mathura has transformed the life of many devotees. All these things, right here, many devotees, by coming to Vrindavan, their life was transformed. Right?
Right.
Yes. So, and the further quote, comment, further quote is, Shruti Shamruti, hearing about, remembering, glorifying, desiring, seeing, visiting, touching, taking shelter, and serving Mathura, fulfill all the desires of human beings. How many things? Hearing about, you may not come here, but only you hear about. Hearing, and then remembering. Once you came here, you cannot come again, you just remember, oh, I went to Vrindavan. Glorifying, you tell to others how beautiful is Vrindavan. desiring, I want to go to Vrindavan, seeing and then coming, visiting different places, touching, means touching our head to the holy, powerful land of Mathura, taking shelter means living, and serving Mathura by cleaning, fulfill all desires of the human beings. This has been described in all the Puranas. I have not elaborated this here for fear of increasing the volume of the book. This is Sri Rupa Goswami is saying. Yes. Oh, seeing means from a distance. Jiva Goswami says seeing means distance. Even somebody is passing in train, he sees Mathura, he will be benefited. Seeing means seeing from a distance. Serving means cleaning the place. Atha Vaishnavanam Sevan Yatha Padme. Then is the rendering service to the devotee. This is again coming again. Here this is coming as a very powerful item. Vaishnavanam Sevanam. And first verse quoted is a common verse which we know. Srila Prabhupada used to quote. What is that verse? Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Service to the Vaishnava. Of all type of worship, worship of Vishnu is supreme, O Devi. Worship of his devotee, however, is even superior to that. Is it? This is the first quotation in our book, is right? The next quotation is from Taittiriya Upanishad. Yata sevaya bhagavatah kutasthasya madhu dvishaha rati raso bhaveta itravaha padayora vyasya naardrantaha. By serving the devotee, one develops a fixed manifestation of bhav for the feet of personality of Godhead, possessed of an eternal form, the enemy of the madhu demon. That bhav vanquishes one's material distress. What actually kutasth word here means? Kutasth word, definition of kutasth. We have this kutasth word. Where we have this kutasth word in 15th chapter Bhagavad Gita, right? So here the meaning of the kutasth from Jiva Goswami. According to the Amarkosh, kutasth means that which is everlasting with one form. Everlasting with one form means no change of the form. Kutistha. Which is the example I gave, if you remember, in 15th chapter? Anybody remember kutastha example? Well, that is there. Which example I gave? For meaning of kutastha. Goldsmith. Anvil of goldsmith. So never change its form. It's as it is. You may could do anything, it remains as it is. So that is the kutastha. Those devotees which are fixed, if we come in contact with such devotees. And Iskanda Purana, what is in Iskanda Purana? Where sin is for the person who has seen a Vaishnava, whose body is marked with conch, with disc, who has tulsi manjaris on his head, and whose limbs are smeared with a gopi chandan. Well, if the devotee just walk in the street, people see their sins are vanquished. The Vaishnavas are like Vishnu Dutas. Prabhupada used to say, our devotees are Vishnu Dutas. Wherever they go, they will save the people like Ajamil. So therefore this time I was in Russia. I told some devotee, please come with me in car. He said, no, I'll go in bus. Why? Because people see the tilak, people see the dhoti, sari, they will be purified. So it's a good idea from here. If the people see the devotee in a public, they will be purified. So this verse says that if the devotee, therefore Prabhupada was very particular. Put always nice tilak. Have a nice devotional dress because it is good preaching. And personally, I have an example. You may have a three-piece and you go to the commissioner, he will not really stand and see you. You go in a dhoti, he will come out and come to the car to see you off. I have seen personally. There are many people which are businessmen, but they don't bother. But the sadhu goes, they will give our respect. We have seen personally this. So the sadhu dress is purifying them and immediately their heart changes. This is a custom. So what it gives us is an impetus that we should always be in a devotional dress. Until unless there is some very important reason for preaching. Say once in a year sometime I wear something on top of my dhoti when I go to some Middle East or some other country. Just through the immigration, but otherwise no. No, always keep your own dress, that's good. There's no need to change. Okay, next. Prathama Skande, in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 19th chapter. Yesham sang samranata punsham sadya sudyanti vai graha kim punaradarshan sprashapada saucasanadivi. Simply by our remembering you, Sukhdev Goswami, are the saintly people, our houses become instantly sanctified. What to speak of seeing you, touching you, washing your lotus feet, holy feet, and offering you a seat in our home. So the sadhu, what is the, Srila Prabhupada is a quote there from our Acharya, what is the quote? Ganga will purify when we take bath, but sadhu will purify simply by seeing. You know, sprashe darshane kare pavitra, right? So the sadhu is so powerful. Adi Purana, in Adi Purana it is said, those who claim to be my devotees, ye me bhakta janaha partha name bhaktas chate janaha mad bhakta nam yache bhaktas te me bhakta mata mati. Mati means my opinion is that those who claim I am Krishna's devotee, I don't know him. But those who do claim that I am devotee of Krishna, I accept him as my devotee. So Krishna accepts the devotee of his devotees. Yavanti bhagavat bhakti rangani kathitani hi ha prayastavanti tad bhakta bhakterapi buddha viduho. All the angas of the bhakti described in relation to the Lord are also anga relation to the devotee of the Lord. This is the conclusion of the wise. It means devotee is like Supreme Lord. So what is the word used for devotee? Bhagavat. He's a Bhagavat Purush. The Bhagavat Purush means related to Bhagavan. Related to Bhagavan. Like Bhagavat is in relation with Bhagavan. Representative of Bhagavan. Representative of God. So this verse says, we have this in our book. This quote. What is the quote? All the angas of the bhakti described in relation to the Lord from this is the quotation from Adi Purana. After Adi Purana, this is the verse of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu itself. Is it okay? This 56th item is over. So devotees rendering service to the devotee. When the Kulin Gran Grastas, they approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they said, we are Grastas, we have so many responsibility. How can we become, serve Krishna? And the answer given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu two times is Krishna Kirtan Vaishno Sevan, Sigar Paya Krishna Prem. Krishna's Kirtan Vaishno Sevan. So service to the Vaishnava is one of the most important item. Again this will come, okay? Once more again we'll discuss this. Now the 57th item is serving the Lord according to one's position. Yatha Vaibhav Mahotsava. It means in the temple, whatever the finance we have, according to our finance, we can make some festivals at home or at temple. And the next item is very similar, performing also, observing. Now, 59, first go to the 59. Observing festivals, celebrating the Lord's activities. This is actually observing festival, celebrating Lord's activities. Sri Janmadin Yatra. Actually, it is Janmashtami. Because whatever quote is there which says Janmashtami, it means celebrating Krishna's Janmashtami and other Utsav. Now, this is Kartik is coming tomorrow. Performing devotional service in Kartik is called Urja Adaro. Urja. Urja means Kartik. The one of the name of the Kartik month is Urja. The another name is Damodar month. And Adro means with all respect. Observing the devotional activities in a month of Kartik or Damodar month or Urja. And Urjeshwari is the name of Radharani. Urjeshwari. So actually with Radha and Damodar should be worshipped in Kartik month as a Urjeshwari Radha. So Kartik Mahatmya, the one word is in our book. Can you see the one word? Uru Karta. Can you find the Uru Karta word there? Urja Karta. Huh? There must be Uru Karta something. Uru Karaha. Swalpam Uru Karakaha. The two words used here may not be in Sanskrit there. Okay. What it means is, in Kartik month, whatever small devotional service we do, swalpam, it will give the big result. Uru means big. Uru means big. Small service, big result. One part. Second part, if Kartik is observed in Vrindavan, then it will give everything. It's a special, like a free sale. Any devotion in Kartik in Vrindavan will give unlimited benefit. That is the meaning. And what we observe in Kartik, actually one is the deep dhan which we do. All we offer the, but what else we should do in Kartik? Take some vows. Reading commitment, I will finish Krishna book in Kartik month. Is a commitment something like that. I should finish this, something, whatever you like. Decide something, or I will chant more rounds, or but you will decide in Kartik, at least half of the Kartik will prepare for VIH examinations. yes, you have to read the whole nectar of devotion, yes. There's also benefit, is indirect benefit. Are you living throughout Kartik here or going? Yes. You all will be here throughout Kartik?
Yes.
Because 20th, your business will over here 20th.
22nd.
Whatever, 22nd, and then?
We'll be here.
You will be here. they will not feed you. Radharani will feed everybody. If you live here, no problem. You all will be here?
Yes.
So take advantage. Something has to be given up and something has to be added in life. Some people give up something which they like most and for eating, they give up on Kartik. What should we give up? Something.
Sweets.
Some say sweet, but one devotee asks, what do you want to give up? He said, I will not eat brinjal, bengan. He was not eating otherwise.
Only for that month.
Huh?
Only for Kartik. Give up something only for Kartik.
Yes, for 1 month, just somebody should say, that's the way actually we can control our senses or not, we can see. So this Urje, Urje Udro, I think it is in our book, our question, what we can do in Kartik. Is it okay? Okay. And then the 60 item is serving the deities with great devotion. Yeah, this is actually one of the 5 most important angas of the bhakti. Shri Murti Angari Sevane Preeti. Shri Murti means deity. Angari Sevane means serving his lotus feet. Preeti means love. You see, with feeling and with love, desiring to serve the beautiful transcendental form of the Lord. Is it okay? Okay, this we will discuss. What is this Shri Murti here? Okay, Damodar month in Vrindavan is very beneficial. What it says? It is in our book. Can I read this? Can you hear this about Damodar? Lord being worshipped elsewhere award material enjoyment and liberation to those worshipper. He does not give bhakti because bhakti controls the Lord. However, man can achieve bhakti to the Lord very easily by serving Damodar during Kartik month in Mathura just once. This is something, not exaggeration, but for a devotee it can work like that. Alright, now where we are? Shri Murti Rangri Sevane Preeti Yatha Adi Purana. It is from Adi Purana. I give bhakti and labor liberation to the person who is always engaged in chanting my name and serving me as the goal in his life. This is from the Adi Purana. It says, Mama Naam Sadagrahi, one who is always chanting my holy name. Mama Seva Priya Sada, those who want to serve me, always with love. Bhakti is tasmai pradatavya. I give him bhakti, devotion. Natu mukti kadachana. For them mukti is insignificant. I give them bhakti. So this is the, and Srila Jiva Goswami says, seva priya means to take one's service to the Lord as one's goal in life. I serve Lord, this is my goal. But this much only, there is one quote here for Murti. Now we are in a 61 item. Yes? Yeah, these are there are 3 similar ones. Archana is there, Sri Angari is there, and what else that is there? Paricharya. Paricharya is there, yes. The 3 things are there. Very good question. Paricharya is very simple, we know. Like worshipping Lord like a king. This is a higher standard. And Archana is in a temple. elaborate worship in a temple. There are subtle differences in all these three, because I think somebody has actually done the little homework on this. You have this book, Waves of Devotion? Not with me. Oh, no, he has said what are the duplication and what is this subtle difference in all these three. So he has given this little difference in all these three. If we read, it appears one thing Srila Prabhupada has given, it means the number one important thing is, it is by repeating same thing three times, the idea is given this is most important. This is the one reason. Most important. Number two, like we worship deity at home, personal. We don't worship deity in temple. So there is a difference. There are very subtle differences, because this is again same principle. He has given the principle, but the details are different. Details are different. Even within ISKCON, we have a different worship of the deities. Within our own one movement, in many temples, they have sandhya, they have sayan arti with a night dress. Many temples, they have a night dress sayan arti. But here in Vrindavan, the sayan arti is normal. Then take 1 hour to really redress Lord in a night dress. Only we can see night dress in Mangal Arati. But I see many temples in our ISKCON, they close the temple by 7:30, they open by 8:30 with a night dress, and they do the same arati. So these are the details. See, worship is according to time, place and circumstances. So based on that, there are the three levels given. One is like king, service like a king. It is only when we take the Lord out. The commentary says, when we take the Lord out for procession, then there should be a big umbrella, then should be a fan, and there should be, you know, somebody walking in front on the elephant. Like this is what we can see in South India. That's called actually paricharya, or serving the Lord like a king. And archana and Sri Angri Preeti. So archana is like normal worship in the temple. And this is like personal deities, something like, you know, we have personal deities. We have, these are the deities of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, these are the deities of their life and soul. That is the type of service, Angri Sevan. I would say like our Loknath Goswami was taking this, his deity, Radha Vinod, just in a jhola all the time with him. You know, this is so love and affection for the murti. It's not a big elaborate archana. No archana. But determination was like Sanatan Goswami having his deity Madan Mohan. It's not an elaborate archana like a king. Not even a temple. It was just giving whatever the floor he is giving. There's a simple service, but this is what it comes here. With love he wants to serve the deity, whatever he has, according to that. So there is a subtle difference in all these items, but it's not given by commentators, neither the acharyas as such. Minute things are described, but if we do more research, I mean it's in a different way, we can find more reasons, even in Prabhupada's, you know, Prabhupada's books are in a Chaitanya Charitamrita, we will get so many other things. Because the teachers, when 20 years back when they were teaching here, there was no Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu verses available. So they were using only Chaitanya Charitamrita, in which Srila Prabhupada has quoted Bhakti Rasamrita. And based on that, you ask them sometimes, there is a verses book. Before there was always a verse book with these students. I can see 16, 70 pages book. More pages book. So they used to do. So there is a subtle difference, but exactly we read again two is very clear. Like a king is clear for procession, this is the commentary says. Archana and Sri Angri Puja. Sri Angri Puja appears to be more personal. Always want to serve Lord. Personal like. And Archana is like a more elaborate deity worship established in the temple. Like Archana. Archana is a full-fledged, it's called Sola Upchar, 16 items of worship. Right from the bath all the way till Aarti and Nivedi. This is called Archan Padati. But this is like personal. Preeti means out of love, serving the deities, presiding. This much is clear right now, and we can see more. Now the next 61 item is Atha Sri Bhagavata Artha Aswado. Shri Bhagavata Bhagavata Artha Aswado. Bhagavat means Srimad Bhagavatam. Arth means meaning. Aswado means relishing. Now here there's an elaborate commentary, 3-4 pages by Jiva Goswami on this. And they quoted this verse. You all can recite after me because we all know.
Nigam kalapatror galitam phalam. Sukha mukhad amridravya sanyutam. Pibat bhagavatam rasamalayam. Moho aho rasika bhuvi bhavuka.
Well, there is almost 4-5 pages commentary on this verse, because giving the importance of Bhagavatam. Here it says ripened fruit of desire trees of Vedas. Nigam means Veda. Nigam means Veda. One meaning of Nigam is, which is not easily understandable. You cannot understand Veda easily. It's so complicated. The other meaning of Nigam is one which has come down through a disciplic succession. It has come through from the guru to the disciple, from a spiritual master to the disciple, through hearing. So it's called Nigam, coming down. Not easily understandable, coming down. And Kalpatru means Vedas are wish-fulfilling tree. And Galitam. Galita means falling. Phalam means fruit. Ripened, fallen fruit of Veda. What is that? Galitam? It is ripened. And it is falling. Galita. Galita means falling. What is that? It is ripened, but it is made sweet by Sukhmukhada, by Sukhdev Goswami. When he touched that, it came from the mouth of Sukhdev, it became more sweet. It became Amrit, nectar. Dirvya is flowing. Sanyuktam, every word here is described so elaborately. Galitam to the earth, coming from the tree of the Vedas, which grows in Vaikuntha and gives a type of fruits on its branches and twigs. You have attained that which cannot be easily attained, aho. Alright. Pibata, drink. Is a fruit, how can I drink? Is a fruit, how can I drink? It has no skin, it has no seed, it is all juicy. It has no skin, it has no seed. It's all juicy. And drink through your ears. Make your ears cup and relish this sweet nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. Pibat. Bhagavatam rasam. It is rasa. It's sweet, mellow, juicy. And actually rasa means Krishna, rasa vaisa is Krishna. And alayam. Alayam. Every word is described by Jiva Goswami so meticulously. Layam. Layam means completely absorbed. When we drink this, then we drink the Krishna Katha, then we will be completely absorbed. Layam. Laya means completely absorbed. Muhu, again and again. Rasika, those who have a taste for the mellow of Bhagavatam, rasa, rasika. I think Rupa Goswami, somebody says, those who want to read the Upanishad, they may not have tasted the juice of Bhagavatam and they are tasting the neem juice. All this Vedic literature is like a neem juice and Bhagavatam is like a mango juice. So I want to relish this mango juice. So, Bhuvi Bhavika. Bhuvi means on this planet Earth. Bhavukaha. Bhavukaha, the word Bhavukaha actually means those who has developed the Bhava. Bhavukaha. O man who appreciate the love of the Supreme Lord. Now, what is in our book? Nectar of devotion. These are the points. Bhagavatam is a ripened fruit of desire tree of Veda. Example given by Srila Prabhupada of the mango tree. Hare Krishna. Can somebody read the example of mango tree? Well, tree is identified by the fruit. If there's a good fruit, then the tree is good. So mango tree gives mango fruit. So ripened fruit is greatest gift of a tree. And parrot makes the fruit more relishable. So it means the Veda is like a mango tree and Bhagavatam is a fruit of the tree, the greatest gift of the tree. And the mango went in the tree and when some parrot put his beak in that, it become more tasty. Why a parrot put a beak in that? Parrot never touch a green mango, it only touch the ripened mango. Why? Because he has liking for the ripe mango. So parrot knows this is sweet. So when he take it, means he will make us know that this is very sweet. So Sukadev Goswami relished Bhagavatam. He relished Bhagavatam. He was already liberated, laya. He was already liberated. But he was attracted by Bhagavatam. So Bhagavat even attract liberated people, Atmaram. They are attracted by Bhagavatam. So, one must hear from a Vaishnava. This is Srila Prabhupada said. If we have to read Bhagavatam, there are two Bhagavat. Bhagavat person and Bhagavat book. Both are related to Krishna, therefore they are called Bhagavat. Why it's called Bhagavat? Because it is related to Krishna. And the devotee is related to Krishna, so he is also called Bhagavat. So Bhagavat must be heard from a
भागवत पर्सन, भागवत गीयते भागवत स्थाने। सुचेतना महाप्रभु सेज भागवत मस्ट बी हर्ड फ्रॉम ए भागवत डिवोटी। भागवत मीन्स रिलेशन विथ भगवान, persons and book भागवत, and भागवतम is even relishable for liberated soul. The example is Sukhdev Goswami himself. He was liberated, but still he was attracted by भागवतम. So these are the points in our nectar of devotion about recitation of भागवतम. Is it okay? Devotee, again same thing. We had a devotee, now there is an association with the advanced devotee. Even a moment's association with a pure devotee is incomparable to, No, Chris, these are the two examples. It's comparable, you cannot compare this even to the mukti. Why? Association with devotee gives the seed of bhakti. Association with devotee gives the seed of bhakti. Therefore, it cannot be compared to the mukti. Is it okay? Moments association with devotee is incomparable. There's one story of Srila Prabhupada flying from America to the South America. And somehow on that day, the devotees did not put, you know, tiffin prasad. They had only puff rice. So Srila Prabhupada took some puff rice and then he gave to the devotees, his team, those who were with him, as editor, secretary, servant, whatever. When they were eating, Krishna inspired somehow, her good fortune came. A stewardess, the air hostess, without even asking, she just got a handful of puff rice and put in her mouth. Is it strange? She just took and put in her mouth. He said, "Oh, it's very good. What is this?" He said, "This is a prasad, puff rice. Usually we have full prasad, but we don't eat prasad in the aeroplane." "Okay, what do you eat?" He said, "We need only fruits." She brought some fruits for the devotees, for Srila Prabhupada and devotees. How much association will be in the aeroplane with a saintly person like Prabhupada and his devotees? Few minutes they may have a talk. She got some prasad. This was sometime in 70s. In 80s, one book distributor was wandering in a village and he found outside Hare Krishna in some home, and he knocked the door and the lady came out and she took book, and then she told this story that once I in a airline I was working as a hostess and I came in contact and got some prasad. And her life changed and she became a devotee. Just a moment association. Just a moment. This is a living example noted by some devotees. Yes, yeah, just moment association with devotees. Change, because seed of devotion is given. It may take time to fructify. The other process cannot do this. Number one, the example given is crystal, is stone. And who is speaking this verse? In Hari Bhakti Sudhodaya? Hiranyakashipu. This is Hiranyakashipu's verse. He spoke this verse to Prahlad Maharaj. Association is like if you have a jewel, money, if you put near any color, that jewel will be of that color. Similarly, if you associate with Vishnu Bhakta, you will be like that. So you should associate with the demons and become like a demon. He wanted to say this way, that if we come in contact with devotee, then we will have a devotional habits. So this is, I think, in our question bank. So some very costly stone. You put it, comes in contact, he becomes like that. So he has no fixed color. So similarly, people don't have a fixed ideas about life. They come in contact with the good people, they become good. They come in contact with bad people, they become bad. So if they come in contact with devotees, then they become devotees. So they take that color which they were in contact with. The another example Srila Prabhupada has given is of the, if the woman has no disease and person is a male, is a potent, then if they meet, then there will be a child. Similarly, if the devotee is pure and the person who come in contact with the devotee is ready, then there will be bhakti. Then bhakti will take seed. Conception here means bhakti beach. So it's not that all will get, but those who are ready, their field is ready, they will get. So two examples are given in there, in this. And then there's a one word here, association with advanced devotee. Sasajatya. Sajatya means like-minded. Like you may have an advanced devotee from some other, but because he is not sajatya, you may not take benefit. He may be elevated Vaishnava, but of his own sampradaya. And if we associate with him, we will not be able to take benefit because it's not sajatya. Sajatya means having same wavelength, having same rules and regulation of devotion. Like we are chanting Hare Krishna. If you go to some other Vaishnava, he said, what is this chanting? You meditate on the pastime of Lord. Then you will be confused. He is an advanced devotee. He may be premi bhakta, but it is not suiting to practice which we are doing. So sajatya is most important. And snigdha. Sajatya, snigdha is not G, is J, G. It's not J, is G. Snigdha. The word is here. We have to finish this chapter. Tomorrow we will finish chapter 13 and 14. And this second wave is over. Tomorrow we'll finish that. Where are we? Tatha Dvitiya. Srimad Bhagavatam is very elaborate here. Atha Sajatyasya. Sajatasya Snigdha Shri Bhagavata Bhakta Sango. This is the full word is. Shri Jatasya, Shri Jatasya, no, it's a Sajatyasya, Sa means same, Jatasya means same path, one who follow the same path and rules and regulation. Snigdha, 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 this word in Bhagavatam, Snigdha Sishasya, Snigdha actually means very soft, like Snigdha is like oil, you know, which is easily sponge. You can sponge-like person, you can take benefit. Bhagavad Bhakta means a devotee of the Lord. Sangho means association. Association with like-minded devotees of the Lord. Okay? So this much is, this example is, and two examples are there, and some quotes are there.
What is this example of conception?
Conception means Bhakti Lata Bij. If the devotee has bhakti as an advanced devotee and the one who come in contact is ready for that, then the Bhakti Lata Bij will be given and then there will be bhakti come out. The example is given, person is potent and a lady has no disease, then there will be conception. It means bhakti will arise when a right person meet with a pure devotee. Then this is 63rd item. This is from Hari Bhakti Sudhodaya, crystal. The crystal is from Hari Bhakti Sudodaya. A man will attain the qualities of the person with whom he associates. Just as a crystal takes up the color of the object next to it. Therefore, the wise man will take shelter of those who have qualities like his own for the prosperity of his family, like his own sajatiya. This verse makes clear the power of association with a like-minded person. Using an example, this is a statement of Hiranyakashipu to Prahlad. What is the aim of the author? Like a crystal, money. All right. Srinam Sankirtan, this is the verse quoted by Acharya. Perfection achieved by Srinam Sankirtan. Well, I'll just give you a list and then we'll maybe, there's one more item, then we'll finish this today chapter. There may be two, three things left we'll discuss tomorrow. So, etam nirvedya mananam Ichchatam akuto bhayam Yoginam nirpa nirnitam Harir namanukirtanam. This verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd canto, 1st chapter, verse 11. This means nirvedya nirvedyamananam. Free from all material desires. This is nirvedyanam. Those who are free from all material desires. Ichchatam, who has all material desires. Akuto bhayam, those who are free from fear. Akuto bhayam, doubtless and fearless. Yoginam, those who are on the path of yoga. Nirnitam, they have given conclusion. Harirnam Sankirtanam. So this verse from Bhagavatam says, O King, Maharaj Parikshit, constantly chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities, which means Anu Sankirtan. Anu means following. After the way of the great authorities is a doubtless and fearless akuto bhayam. We have success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, nirvedyanam, mananam. Who have desires, ichchatam, of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied, yogi. So, in this verse, so actually one verse in our sadhana bhakti, Vaidhi sadhana bhakti, we quoted one verse from Bhagavatam, 2nd canto, 1st chapter, verse 5. Anybody knows? Anybody remembers that? Tasmat. Tasmat. Rajan Sarvatma Ishwaro Bhagavan Hari Shrotavyam Kirtatvyam Smritavyam Yadichchato Abhayam. So there are three things there. Hearing, chanting, tell me only one. So after five more verses, he has given this conclusion. Only one Sankirtan. Only one is Sankirtan. Now, this is something I want to give you the insight. Among all process of perfection, bhakti is supreme. Is it okay? among all the angas of the bhakti, hearing, chanting and remembering are supreme. And among them, chanting is supreme. And among chanting about name, pastime of qualities, because we know this, three, Naam Sankirtan is the best. So this is the hierarchy. You write down this and keep in your mind. Of all process of perfection, bhakti is supreme. Among all angas of bhakti, hearing, chanting and remembering are supreme. Among three of them, chanting is supreme. Among chanting about name, pastime and qualities, Naam Sankirtan is the best. Is it okay? Why name is important? Because name includes everything. Name contains everything. As we chant holy name, the name, pastime, qualities, dham, everything name will reveal. So name will really reveal everything. Name, by chanting name, everything will be revealed. So this is the sum and substance of all processes of devotional service. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially came to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement. So Sankirtan, when we chant, we also hear, it is double program. Sankirtan includes Sharvan also. And many people are benefited. Whoever they hear this, they will be benefited. Like Japa is personal. So this is a... this is again repetition, third time. Among the 64, this is repetition. Because this is most important and there is a little subtle difference. Japa is personal, Sankirtan is, and some is only simply prayers by oneself, prayer by others. So there are duplications, but there is a difference. Okay. Nama Sankirtan act as both sadhan and sadhya, what it means. Nama Sankirtan is sadhana, means is a Vaidhi bhakti. But it's sadhya, means is a perfection. What it means? When we go back to Golok, still there will be Nama Sankirtan there. So, it doesn't mean that when we get perfected, we give up chanting. Usually sadhana means when you reach to the goal, then you leave it. Sadhana leads to the goal, but the Naam Sankirtan is not only sadhana, but it is the goal. Hare Krishna Mantra, Radhara Tantra, the Golokera Prema Dhan, it is coming from Golok. Those who are liberated, they are also chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. So this is both sadhana and sadhya. Yes? Well, actually, daytime he never started before he did inside home. First he did him inside home and then he started outside. Now the principle here is that Janam Sarthak Kari Kar Parupkar. First, you drink as much as you can drink. When you are satisfied, then you distribute. That's what he brought the Naam Sankirtan, but first they relish themselves. Panchadattva, first they relish themselves for one full year. And then they came out in the street and then distributed. Yes. So, Janam Sarthak Kari Parupkar. This is the principle, is this. They were already perfect, Supreme Lord. But since acting as a devotee, this is a principle.
They are chanting the same mantra?
Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Yes, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Well, yet people have questioned. There is no Hare Krishna Mantra in the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, they say. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he was chanting? He was chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Now, by Nam Sankirtan, one gets association of the Lord, and one even purchases the Lord, Adi Purana. In our book, this is a quote. By chanting Hare Krishna, we get association of the Lord. Krishna is dancing on the tongue. So Prabhupada said, the tongue become Jeeva Jashomati. Tongue become Yashoda Maya. And Krishna and Balaram will dance on the tongue. It's like, one who has worshipped the Lord for many births. It means those who are chanting Hare Krishna, many lifetimes they have worshipped the Lord, therefore they are able to chant. It's not one lifetime's achievement. It's many lifetimes they have worshipped. Padma Puran quote 1. Name is non-different than Lord. Padma Puran quote 1. First quote. Naam, Nami, Abhinna. They are same. No difference. So Prabhupada used to say, call water, 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 water will not come. But you call Krishna, Krishna, Krishna will come. Why? Because things in this world, matter, how can matter come? They don't know you are Kali. Krishna is not matter. He will come because he is his spirit. But the results will only be there when we have offenseless chanting, free from all offenses to the holy name. Relationship between seva and nam. Without a clean heart, one cannot chant offenselessly. By developing service attitude, one can chant offenselessly. So, there are two attitudes generally. Enjoying attitude and service attitude. Most of the people, most of the time, most of the part of the world, almost everybody has enjoying spirit. When somebody develops service attitude, then he is possible that he will be freed from offenses. So, the whole practice is, you know, by initiation, you are servant. They give us the title servant. So what the thing is, because we have enjoying mentality and attitude from many, many lifetimes, it's not easy really to come to service attitude. So coming to the service attitude is actually beginning life, becoming free from offenses. Therefore, both seva and nam are important. Seva means service. Service attitude. Both are important. Service and nam. We chant holy name to get service. And we do service to chant holy name without offense. So they are interdependent. We chant Hare Krishna to get service of the Supreme Lord, right? And we do service to chant offenselessly. So they are interdependent. Is it okay? Both are important. Indriyai sevanumukhehi jivadav swayameva spruddhyada. This is the quote in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. His holy name. Form, qualities and pastimes. When a conditioned soul is awaken to Krishna consciousness and render service by using his tongue to chant the Lord's holy name and taste the remnants of Lord's food, the tongue is purified and one gradually comes to understand who Krishna really is. So what we preach, we say, bhakti start from tongue. And the two functions of the tongue is eating and talking. So our all preaching program is chanting and feasting, because we give the opportunity for the tongue to immediately take to the two processes, eat prasad and chant Hare Krishna. So jivadav, jadindriya tohe kal, all the senses are like dead snake. Tore madhya jivati, among these all the tongue is very nasty. This tongue is so small. It has tasted tons and tons of so many tasty things, after one moment, there's no trace of anything on the tongue. How much we have tasted, after 2 minutes, nothing. So small. But when talk one word, it can make, it is more powerful than the bullet. The pain given by the tongue is more severe than pain given by the arrow. The tongue is very difficult. So Koribara Jivaja, so Prasad Anandalabha, go and take Prasad and chant Hare Krishna, start devotional service. Our living in Mathura is last item, already we have discussed. Other holy places may award liberation, but Mathura awards not just dharmartha kam moksha, but also bhakti. This is the end of the chapter 12. Tomorrow we'll discuss chapter 13, which is nothing. Same 5 items, but Jiva Goswami's own composed prayers for each item. Same items. Again, Srila Rupa Goswami has prayers for each item. That is only 2 pages. And then we go to the 14th chapter. This both we tomorrow finish, okay? And then the Vaidhi Sadhan Bhakti is over, then the 2 chapters will describe Rag Anuga Sadhan Bhakti. And then Bhav Bhakti, 2 chapters, and then 1 Bhakti Prem. 5 chapters, but this is again like the first chapter. This is like many Siddhants, so we will go slow and we will understand each word of terminology. Is it okay? Till this time, it is the repetition of most of the things. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.